First, the news is read by Kate Carolan.
Met Éireann has extended its orange wind warnings to all counties as Storm Bram makes its way across the country. This level of alert warns of a potential threat to life and property. Flights and ferry services have been disrupted. 9 weather warnings, most for high winds, have been issued for today, including 3 marine warnings. Our South East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
A status orange wind warning is now in effect for counties Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford, Wicklow, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. Met Éireann this morning upgraded its warnings with the vast majority of the country to now come under a status orange alert for wind from 11 o'clock this morning, with Donegal to follow suit this afternoon. A status yellow warning for wind is currently valid for any county not already under a status orange warning. A status red marine warning has also been updated to include southern as well as western coastal areas today, with violent storm force 11 winds expected. Met Éireann has warned that there is a significant chance Storm Bram will bring coastal flooding along the south and west coasts at high tide this morning and along the east coast during this afternoon. The forecaster has also said that the situation will be exacerbated by any rain falling on already saturated ground. Members of the public are advised to take the necessary precautions and to allow for extra time for travel. Local authorities have said they're monitoring the situation closely and have their ground crews on standby should an incident arise. Mark O'Driscoll, RTÉ News, Waterford.
A reduction in chemical nitrogen allowances and increased buffer zones are understood to be among conditions attached to an extension of Ireland's nitrates derogation. Later today, the European Union is expected to grant a 3-year extension of the derogation, which expires this month. A draft of the decision, seen by RTÉ News, also includes a requirement for more farm inspections. Here's our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
Ireland's nitrates derogation allows around 7,000 farmers to keep more livestock per acre of land than is allowed under the EU Nitrates Directive, which aims to reduce water pollution. The derogation is a vital measure for many dairy farmers, and today the EU Nitrates Committee is expected to agree to extend it until the end of 2028. But this will come with conditions. According to a draft of the decision seen by RTÉ News, the level of chemical fertilisers used by derogation farmers will reduce by 5%. Larger buffer zones, that's areas where fertiliser can't be used, around the rivers Barrow, Slaney, Nore and Blackwater will also be introduced. Meanwhile, more field inspections will have to be carried out. All of this is in addition to a new requirement to demonstrate efforts to conserve habitats.
The Cabinet will this morning discuss measures to protect children online. The Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, will update the government on a plan to introduce an age verification mechanism. The findings of an inquiry into the activities of a loyalist gang alleged to have been responsible for more than 120 murders, including the Dublin and Monaghan bombings, will be published later today. A final report into the activities of the British Army's top agent within the IRA, codenamed Steak Knife, will also be published. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, reports.
Operation Denton was launched in March 2020 after a judge ruled there should be an independent review into the activities of a group referred to as the Glen Allen Gang and allegations of collusion. The gang is said to have consisted of members of the Loyalist paramilitary group, the UVF, and members of the RUC and Ulster Defence Regiment. It's been linked to 127 murders, including those of 34 people in the Dublin and Monaghan bombings in May 1974. The death toll was the largest to occur in a single day during the Troubles, but no one has ever been charged or convicted. A final report into the activities of Steak Knife, said to have been the British Army's most high-ranking agent within the IRA, is also being published. He was a senior member of the IRA's internal security unit, responsible for identifying, abducting, torturing and murdering people accused of being IRA informers. An interim report published last year linked him to 14 murders. The final Operation Canova report is expected to contain more details about the agent, including how he was recruited and managed, but it will not officially name him, despite the fact that he's widely known to have been former West Belfast man Freddie Scapatici. That's because of a British government policy to neither confirm nor deny that someone was an informer. Vincent Kearney, RTÉ News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
storm Bram will bring very windy or stormy conditions to Ireland today. It'll be very mild with highest temperatures ranging from 12 to 15 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds, later veering westerly, will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 today for all coastal waters and the Irish Sea, increasing to storm force 10 to violent storm force 11 on coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Slinehead to Malinhead this morning and afternoon.